The Bully. Story by Julie Mitchell. Illustrated by Paul Kernier. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The New Kid. Our class was great, but things turned upside down when Martin McKenzie arrived. Martin was loud, rude, and had a bad temper. You never knew what might make him angry, so it was best to keep out of his way. On the last day of term, my friend Harley elbowed me. "Martin's looking at you," he said. I was scared, and I didn't know what to do. I looked at Martin and tried to smile. Martin didn't smile back.
"You're in trouble now, Josh," Harley said. "Martin's going to do something mean to you."
"I haven't done anything to him," I said. "Why would he do something mean to me?"
"He doesn't need a reason. It's just how he is."
I kept away from Martin at lunchtime. I smiled as I headed to the car park after school. I was safe from Martin for the holidays. But suddenly, a voice called out,
"See you on Monday, Josh."
I turned and saw Martin grinning at me.
"What are you talking about?" I asked.
"Didn't your mum tell you?" Martin said. "I'm staying with you for the next 2 weeks."
Chapter 2. The First Day. "Please tell me Martin McKenzie isn't coming to stay over the holidays, Mum," I said as I got into the car.
"Yes, he is,"
Mum said.
"His mother has to work, and I said I'd help her. Is that a problem?"
"Yep, it is. He's a bully and everyone is scared of him," I said. Mum frowned.
"Oh, I've given my word, Josh. You will just have to get along."
Mum wouldn't change her mind. And on Monday morning, Martin showed up.
"Good morning, Mrs. Gray," he said. "Thank you for allowing me to stay. Good morning, Josh. It's wonderful to see you again."
I nearly fell over. This wasn't the Martin I knew. Wait until we're alone, I thought. Then his good manners will disappear and he'll be horrible again. I was right. As soon as Mum was gone, Martin turned mean. He took over everything and there was nothing I could do about it. It was going to be a long 2 weeks. Chapter 3. Mum's Idea. I told Mum how horrible Martin was to me.
"I've just had a talk to Martin's mum about that,"
she said.
"You need to know something."
"What?" I asked.
"Martin's dad left,"
Mum said.
"So his mother moved the family every time she found a better job. Martin used to make new friends, but they always forgot about him when he moved. I think he's unfriendly from the start, so he won't be disappointed when he leaves."
I looked at Mum. "I feel sorry for him," I said, "but he's still horrible. What can I do?"
"Treat him like your best friend, no matter how he acts,"
Mum said. It was hard work, but I kept at it over the next 2 weeks. At last, Martin stopped bullying me. That was when I found out he was a nice kid. Chapter 4. Friends. Martin's mum was excited when she came to get him on the last day.
"Martin, I've decided my new job is perfect, so we won't have to move again."
Martin grinned.
Now I can keep my friends, he said. But there's a problem. Everyone's scared of me.
Maybe we can fix that, I said. When Martin and his mum left, I had a word with Mum.
We invited my whole class to a party. Then I presented the nice Martin. He was very polite and made lots of new friends that night. Martin often reminds me that I was the first friend he made, and I'll always be the best.